Yes, with Theme from a Summer Place, we begin the 8th program in our series, Mortar Memories. I'm Mike Roberts, taking you nostalgically through the years 1964 to 1972 in Malta via the ordinary events and the ordinary people of the island, and helped on our journey by the popular music of the time. And today we conclude the year 1967. In fact, as the half-year mark was reached that year, preparations for the 11th Malta Trade Fair were well advanced, with overseas exhibitors continuing to arrive. There were lots of people in the news. Willy Vassala was chosen as Floriana's Footballer of the Year for 1966-1967. Dame Flora Robson, the well-known actress, not least for her role in the Malta Story, visited for a two-week holiday. Maltese Michael Gallia, who went to Canada from Orme in 1953, was declared Mr. Canada by the International Federation of Bodybuilders. Mrs. Carmela Hill of Gezira said, as she received the National Lottery's £10,000 second prize, "I shall share it with my family." And Frederick Darmanin was elected President of the Malta Chamber of Commerce for 1967. Musically, Scott McKenzie was enjoying his chart hit of that year, San Francisco. If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San San Francisco, Scott McKenzie. Well, with the trade fair already opened by the Prime Minister and in full swing, there was a call for a formal Malta stock exchange as approximate dealing prices in local securities began to be quoted in the island's press. The Prime Minister also officially opened Malta's first and the Mediterranean's newest international luxury hotel, the Sheraton Malta. While two well-established cinemas, the Coliseum and the Ambassador, boasted another first, the first in Malta to offer air conditioning. Malta's newest and most original night spot, the Caves Disco, opened at Ramla Bay Hotel, Marfa. and Malta's first pedestrian crossing, complete with blinking lights, was installed at Xeres Manuel Island Bridge for the better guidance of both pedestrians and motorists. While all these innovations were taking place in Malta, Brenda Lee, the little lady with the big voice, who we heard in our early 1966 programme, followed it up in 1967 with another recording of a classic love song.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. So would you take my hand and take my whole life too? Because I can't hear falling in love with you. I can't help myself from falling in love.
Brenda Lee, Can't Help Falling in Love. As the year moved on, the 25th anniversary of Operation Pedestal of 1942, known in Malta as the Santa Maria Convoy, was recorded by a Requiem Mass, celebrated by Malta's Archbishop at Customs Quay. And among the many who attended to remember those who died were 18 survivors. Malta's growing air traffic prompted a Lua resident writing under the pseudonym of Distressed to complain bitterly about the nerve-shattering noise experienced by those living near the airport, claiming to have counted at 1.1 aircraft every 2 minutes. Paul Zureb, librarian at the Royal University of Malta, suggested that the lack of school library facilities could be resolved by mobile libraries, and a government committee was set up with the brief, Keep Malta Tidy. September arrived, and as Malta entered its fourth year of independence, pundits were confidently stating that the path the country was taking and the destiny it was forging was becoming very clear. And a loaf of Maltese bread, never long out of the news, was priced at 5 old sterling pence. As the summer of 1967 began to fade, James Last and his orchestra proved as consistent as the Maltese loaf, because that year they recorded this.
Thank you.
Begin the Beguine, the James Last Orchestra. The football season kicked off with its first game when Floriana beat Sliema by 2-0. A fashion show at the Malta Hilton in aid of charity was sold out 2 weeks before the event. And at the Radio City Opera House Hamroon, 17-year-old Lillian Mifsud of St Julian's was elected Miss Malta 1967. Colonel G.V. McAuliffe took command of the Malta Land Force, saying that he felt proud to be its first Maltese commanding officer. The island's scooter club was more popular than ever, boasting 700 members and 4 world records in competition. A British European Airways Comet all-jet aircraft, as it was described in 1967, slid off the airfield apron before takeoff and got bogged down in soft ground. As the island's tourist industry continued to expand rapidly, Malta, traditionally known for its hospitality, was chosen to host the first Commonwealth Tourism Conference. And on the music scene, the ever-popular Frank Sinatra joined with his daughter Nancy in 1967 to bring us this.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Frank and Nancy Sinatra and Something Stupid. Currently handling some 200,000 passengers in 1967, Lua Airport was again in the news when substantial future development was being called for. The prediction was that it wouldn't be long before it would be called on to handle 700,000 passengers a year. And a report of another sort recorded that the Santa Maria Tower on Comino was a landmark in shambles, calling for something to be done before it went the way of other important towers that in 1967 now no longer existed. So the year moved nearer to its close, but not before Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh paid their 4-day royal visit. Malta's Minister of Tourism said on television that they were not strangers but old friends, and that is how they were greeted. Tom Jones again appeared in the popular music charts with what was described at the time as one of his greatest hits, and also in the charts, a group called the Thames.
Treated me sort of wrong. I can't take anymore, and it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again.
Same old story all over the world. Girl needs boy. be happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy.
Tom Jones, I'll Never Fall in Love Again, followed by the Tams with Be Young, Be Foolish, Be Happy. The festive season was now in sight, certainly as far as Marsevin Wines of Marsa was concerned, when they invited orders for their Christmas wine hamper. For a mere £1.02 in old sterling, buyers would get 5 bottles of wine plus a bottle of orange squash. Malta's Racing Pigeon Club sent 800 birds to Syracuse for the second race of the season. By nightfall, only 200 had returned. First of which was from a fancier in the Sleema Club. 15 members of Sicily's Taormina Lions Club were guests of the management of Malta Dry Docks. The Malta Gozo ferry service was limited to 2 trips per day instead of 4, as the keels of 2 of the Gozo ferries damaged when berthing at Mjar Pier were repaired. And as 1967 was making way for a new year, Malta's first Chinese restaurant, the China House in Spinola Road, opened with a dinner for invited guests, one of whom commented that it would be an acquired taste. A property at Madliena, offered for sale as the year eventually closed for £20,000, was described as a villa with 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, garden, roof garden, and a swimming pool. I wonder what it would cost today. Closing the year musically was Petula Clark.
Why is my heart so light? Why are the stars so bright? Why is the sky so blue since the hour I met you? Flowers are smiling bright, smiling for our delight, smiling so tenderly for the world, you and me. I know why the world is smiling, smiling so tenderly. It hears the same old story all eternity. Love, this is my song. Here is a song, a serenade to you. The world cannot be wrong if in this world
This is my song, Petula Clark. With 1967 behind us, I'll be looking, when we meet next time, at the first half of 1968 in Malta, as it was mirrored by the ordinary people and the ordinary events that represented life on the island in those days. The island's social history, in fact. And of course, we will again be accompanied on our journey by the popular music of that year. But before I leave you, a reminder of the contact details for any of your comments or memories. Email Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, at firenet, firenet, WS, World Service. Or, if you prefer to write, please do so, care of this station. Do join me again, either on radio or online. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.